Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be.
Welcome to Pound Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Yay!
You
I'm
did
so
it.
So proud of you.
Yeah.
I was so just more laughing about how.
Your
like,
Mickey Mouse headphones?
Well, no, how quickly you're like, oh shit, I gotta talk.
I was scruffing, y'all.
Mm hmm. I'm. Okay.
Every day I'm scruffing.
Oh, my God. Oh,
that was the best part of the
there's
Six Flags.
There's a couple
Wait,
stories in there.
Today is Sunday, October 16th.
Oh, true.
2011.
Episode 391.
Okay, go ahead.
So, yeah, so we're in the car, and we finally get to Six Flags, and we're waiting for you to go through the parking line. And we looked around us, and
by
there
the way,
are...
I'm in the back of the trunk, so I don't see anything that's going on at this moment. So all I hear is the commentary from everybody.
The windows are down because Bradley was getting a little too hot back there.
I had a sweater on.
Because there was no windows
Shot.
To open, and the sun was coming in. So we opened the windows, and we're opening and closing them, because we kept like at a standstill passing all of these vans. With smoke.
Oh my God, people. All right, there was this one van full of kids and people, and this person was smoking in the van, and the window was just cracked just a little
that
bit.
That was disgusting.
So I was about to call 911.
So they start laughing their asses off when we pass this minivan with this cougar in it. She looks at me, I look at her.
Oh, by the way, she had pigtails.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she did?
Yeah,
and we totally did the, hey, bro.
What's up?
The head kind of nod,
what's
back,
up?
Shake, hey.
Bro Montana, what's up?
What's going on? To each other, and she did Impressive. It back. And so they all thought that was hilarious. And then there's a bunch of teenage girls and one lonely Mexican guy driving who were dancing and shaking the van to
Party Rock Anthem.
So, of course, Bradley and I, or no... I was dancing, and then wasn't some... Were
Me.
You? Yeah, yeah, we were doing the shuffling
you know,
part.
You when I start to go...
Shaking
in the car. Everyone around us was laughing. And then we're driving up because I'm doing it while I'm driving too.
Do we stink?
Oh. It's like, Lauren sprays because she smells cigarettes just from our story.
So then we pass her van and she starts doing it too because she's laughing at us and we're having a good time. It's like, oh, yeah, yeah.
It was pretty good. And all the girls were all dancing too.
Yeah. It was a good time.
That was fun.
That set up the trip nicely.
It did. It was very nice. We have nothing else to talk about, do we?
Yeah, well, you had your hot boy in line. While we were talking about, though, God. Was about your scruffing, is that yes. I was going to say that I am shocked that your phone lasted as long as it did, even with this little battery pack,
uh-huh.
because this motherfucker was on Scruff, Grinder, and Growler all
day
damn day.
Long.
Constantly. And then we even talked him into before on our way in, he put in the city that we were going to so he could get a head start on looking at who was in there.
And I got a lot of messages.
I love
I
that.
I favored him, especially this one right here. Oh my God, he's so cute.
I love the. Oh,
Chris.
Goodness.
He is so cute.
I just love the one where he wouldn't send you his Facebook and kept sending you all these hot cock pics that you just love.
Oh, and it's funny because there was like no signal and it was like, God, take forever.
Right.
And so he's like, look at this one. Showing us all these uncut souls from this one person and so hot, finally gets a picture of him. And it's an old trucker with a Fu Manchu. Oh, Ricky was sad.
Douchey or douchey cute?
Neither.
Dude, his... forehead looks like he's 70 and his face looks like he's 30.
This is exciting for
doesn't
your
matter.
This is exciting for your listeners too, by the way.
Well,
doesn't matter.
They don't expect anything more than this, believe me.
Well, before we start filling with our filler stuff, do we want to do our last phone call?
Yeah, but weren't we going to say something? Oh, about the hot guy.
Oh, yeah, the hot guy.
Talking about the hot guy.
Y'all, we got in line.
Oh, this is when we were in the Batman line. So this was like the first part of
2 hours
two
and 40
and a half
minutes.
Hours. It's 2:40 now?
Yeah, it's 2:40. It'll be 2:50.
We waited 7 days to get on this ride.
Y'all, we got in line. If he would have been in line the whole time, it would have been worth it to me.
Toodles.
Because that was a ride I wish I was on 24/7. We get in line behind this guy, and the first thing I even notice is just his butt.
It was amazing. It really was amazing.
And then I look up, and he had these beautiful, like, hazel, reddish, like, copper eyes.
Yeah, they were definitely golden.
And I was like, oh, fuck me.
Yeah, and the whole entire time you guys were talking to him, I elbowed Waylon. I'm like, look at
Ricky is such a predator.
I am not a predator.
You were looking him
up
and down.
It's my way of saying it's interesting.
No, you were looking up and down. You're like,
No, he was in middle conversation. Ricky was
right
talking,
to you.
Looking at his eyes while talking to him. And then while talking, his eyes would trail down his body. Then they pop back up, trail down his body, pop back up. Trail down his body.
Like, I'm looking at your eyes, then your mouth, your chest. Oh, yeah.
Eyes,
chest, cock.
He was hot.
He was, and then he's nice because he started talking to us.
Yeah. It was funny.
And then we're questioning his sexuality, even though a girl was with him. They decided to get out of line because they weren't going to wait.
We weren't questioning his sexuality, first of all.
No.
We were hoping. We were hoping.
Wait, let's back this up.
Oh.
Because the girl wasn't there yet.
Right.
And then she came in line, and then you should have seen Ricky's face. He was like, you're just like,
and of course, the next thing he says after he's like, oh, God, fucking damn. She's too ugly for him.
Right. It's like, Ricky, you can take her.
Then
you
it
can
went
take
to,
her on.
Oh, no. She's too ugly for him.
And then Josh might try to make it better and go, maybe it's his sister. And I'm like, no, I looked on her phone. There's pictures of them together. Oh, was it you?
That. Yeah.
And I was like, no, there's pictures of them together on the
phone. I just love that when he left, though, because they got tired of waiting in line, he just looks at me and goes, toodles.
Toodles, guys. And we were like, I was like,
but speaking,
I was literally like clawing myself.
Yeah, because we were all.
You should have seen it when we tried to get in front of you, so between you and him,
like, no.
We also, I also loved how we were taking turns or trying to like. Isn't there a picture of me like kind of look like I'm grabbing his ass?
Yeah,
and
but I
was
like
humping him from behind.
Oh, I wish somebody would. I was like,
you didn't iCloud that.
I don't use iCloud because I don't want certain pictures that are taken or put in my album on the internet. So I don't use it.
So speaking of speaking of looking at people's iPhones, what was up with the little twinkie like 13-year-old boy in line with the hoodie that you saw him tweet a picture?
Oh God, you made me scared. I was like, that was not on my phone.
Predator
no,
Ricky.
He was probably like 16.
Right. But still, he looked like he was 13.
And he was with his four friends, and he was like...
Were they all talking about like masturbation and gay shit all day?
Yeah,
anyway?
They were gaying it up. But I think they were straight boys.
They
definitely
were.
But they were talking, and they were like, dude, my girlfriend just text messaged me. She asked me what I was doing, and I sent her this picture. And he holds up the phones to his friends, and it's him, and just like... He's like laying in bed, but the tip of his cock is like in the picture. And he's like... like that. Well, you guys can't see it, but like, oh yeah. And he sent it to her, and they're like, no way, dude, shut up. And I'm like, so you just sent a picture of your cock to your girlfriend. You're 16, but then all your friends saw it too. I wish that would happen when I was 16.
Yeah, you would have been straight a lot longer to see that, wouldn't you?
Did you mention about those kids, the other 16-year-olds behind us?
The annoying
no, those,
kids.
They were,
they
not
were like
16,
12, probably.
Yes.
Well, whatever.
11 or 12.
I've never... Ricky was getting so angry.
I was... Satan was about to take over my body.
Yeah, I also love the fact that when he got enough of it, he seriously like did the whole put his hands in front of him to us, parted the Red Sea, pushed us out of the way, and wiggled his way up in front of us. So much so that the people in front of us thought that he was going to bust on the way through them and was like...
I thought I had a fast pass.
Like, flash pass.
Yeah. Oh, that was another part. People would have to get through us to go do the flash pass. And the kid with
the
squid head.
The one annoying, yeah.
He was like, oh, I want the flash pass too.
We got it the first fucking seven times you did it.
But they kept bumping into you. And then
one girl had the other girl in a headlock and she was ramming her head into my back. And that's when I said, "What?" I forget what I said.
I'm like,
oh.
No, that's when you're like, get out of my way because I'm going to move up front before I kill somebody.
No, I said, I dropped the F-bomb. I said something... If I get hit one more time, like, this shit's gonna happen, or, you know, I'm gonna fuck somebody up. And then I was like talking to 12-year-olds behind.
And I love the girl, but the girl heard him and was like, "Oh my god!" And they all got in a huddle.
Right.
Like, shh, listen, listen. Oh my god, he just totally said he's gonna fuck us up.
God, I was totally annoyed. They need to have adult only day. How awesome would that be? Mm-hmm. They could do it. I think enough adults would go.
Yeah.
We should do a petition.
Well, we need to write a letter anyway about how unorganized the Superman ride was.
Oh, Brad, would you like to say how fucking pissed you were? How long, after we waited in line for 2 hours and 57 minutes.
And we tried to make it so we all could get on the ride together.
Well, and we were all worried it was going to be rained out because it's kind of a sprinkle.
Yes.
And we let several groups of people in front of us to do this. Yes.
First of all, they should be doing this shit. Organizing everyone. Right. Like, how many in your party? 6. Okay, go to the next. Right. You know, go to the last turnstiles. Mm-hmm. No, okay. Because of the Flash Pass people and because of the fucking platinum shit, which we totally think they made up at the very end of the damn day.
I'm going to look it up right now while you're talking.
Ugh, motherfuckers. So it was Ricky, Josh, and Waylon were in one line. And then
it was the very last seat on Superman.
The very last line. And then it was Mark, George, and I. Second thing. No. It could be a real thing now, but it wasn't right then. We get in line, and we had a little boy with us that came over, and the mom's like, "Could he ride with you guys?" So that, I mean, because you guys only have 3, and we're like, "Yeah, sure, whatever." And she goes, "Okay, we're going to be up in the row in front of him." So I was like, "Okay, yeah, that's fine." And then we get out. Nobody told us we couldn't go.
Mm-hmm.
We get out. I go put my glasses and my cup that I had down in this is where it's going to be until I get back from the ride. And then I start getting ready to sit down, and there's pitches sitting there. Stupid. I mean, they were just sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at George and Mark, and they're like, what? And the guy goes, you guys are going to have to wait on the next one. I'm like, excuse me? And those people that were sitting there were there on the previous ride. Like, they got to go twice in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And then we heard something about platinum shit, and we're like, excuse me, what? And so, excuse me, we had to.
Ew.
Whatever. Shot. We had to deal with step away. Like, we couldn't go past. Couldn't go back where we were. We had to do that, and we had to go actually to the exit, mm-hmm. and step outside of the exit.
And you
and it was
guys
just like
were not happy.
You were waving to me, and I'm like, oh, fuck. And you guys were like, "What's happening? What's happening?" We're like, "We'll tell you later."
I thought it was just Bradley that was not going to get on. And then as we were passing them on the ride, we're like, shit, there's all 3 of them.
Mm-hmm. Oopsies.
Yeah. So, and then we got to go on the second time, and I'm like, this motherfucker.
But the ride was awesome.
The ride was awesome.
I don't like it.
You didn't like it?
Well, I just don't like it because I feel like I'm going to die. Well, there's just something about when you're a chunky boy and you start a roller coaster on your stomach with all of your weight on your supports that are going to keep you from dying. I just kind of feel like it's I'm going to die.
Oh.
I don't think it's on their page.
It is. It's right here. The Platinum Flash Pass is $90 per person.
Oh, shit.
Shut the fuck up.
And that just gets you what?
Double rides.
Anyway, this is very exciting for the other people.
It's stupid.
Anything else about Six Flags? Or are we finally exhausted?
I think we're good with Six Flags, but I want to see more about the... I want to see about what the Platinum gets you. $90? Is that in addition to what you pay to get in the park?
Oh, yeah. It's $40 for the normal one on top of it.
For the Flash Pass?
Yeah.
That's... ridiculous.
So fucking stupid.
The Platinum, enjoy riding our rides with 90% reduction in wait time. Consecutive riding allows you to wait once and ride twice. Quantities are limited. So when they said, "We have Platinum Flash Pass," they were serious. They did.
Like, Daddy had some money, apparently.
Right? And there was 3 of them. So that's 9, 18, what's that? $270 extra plus the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you want to be my daddy? Lauren says, fuck that shit.
Right.
I couldn't agree more. Lauren,
and it was at the
Lauren
end of the night.
If you were standing with me, I think her and I would have had the biggest bitch fits. Her and I, we would have been like, no, we're going to be riding on this thing 3 times in a row.
Right.
Flash pass.
Flash pass this ass. I'll show you my flash pass, what? Lauren says.
My back hurts. My platinum flash pass hurts.
It'd be like this.
Oh, my back hurts. Then, ma'am, you probably shouldn't be riding the ride. Fuck you.
So I will not pay $90 for that shit.
Yeah, right.
Mm-mm. Although, and we did wait a really long time on Superman, and if we could ride it twice in a row,
yeah,
I would kind of like that, but I'm not paying $90.
I'd pay the $40, especially since we have the season pass now, uh-huh. and we just need to go one other time, and we paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to, I don't know. No, not 90.
No, okay.
But the flash pass is wait as long as everyone else is waiting. But not in line. You can enjoy your free time elsewhere in the park.
But that's it's just like the other flat at Disney.
It's just like you go.
You look
you go to the. Oh, but it tells you what's available. For
you don't have to go to a little machine in front of it this time.
So it probably tells you it's time to go here. It tells you when to go.
Right.
Back.
So like you can get off a ride and sign up for your next flash pass, and then use the time you're waiting for it to walk to the ride if you wanted.
I think that might be worth it.
Yeah.
But we can only
flash
carry
pass.
One. We can carry one for all three
for
of us.
For the group, yes.
You can have up to 5 people.
And I'll just say this.
Oh, wait. 5 people for $40?
No. Each person pays $40, but only one.
Oh,
team.
Yes.
But season pass holders are lower.
I will say this. We do get a discount.
It's $10 off.
So it's $30 a person.
So.
Fuck yeah.
So George missed out. way to go, George.
No, I'm kidding. We can all chip in.
So,
$2.
I'm not carrying it.
I'm not carrying it.
Because I carried that Coke all day.
Right. No, dudes, first of all.
I bought a $13
bottle. You're the one that wanted that.
I
was
going to
get it.
I asked if you wanted to have Coke with me. And you're like, do you think we'll do it? And I'm like, yeah, we probably will. And you're like, okay. And so I got it. And then when I went to go get the second time, I said, do you want more Coke? And you're like, yeah. And I went to go get it, and I stood in line for like 20 minutes because these stupid kids in front of me, again, those damn kids, were in front of me, and it took me forever to get the Coke. And I come back, and I go, do you want some? And you're like, no.
Not that second.
And then you turned away, and I was like,
oh.
I didn't want
that
second.
I guess I'll drink the Coke.
Yeah,
but
no,
I
left
Diet
to go
Coke.
Get it because I was going to get any before we went
whatever.
To.
No, this is what.
Oh, I'm fight, not... you guys.
No, I get it. It does.
Be careful.
Ah! Don't you dare cut my microphone. My headphones. Was that this special? Where the time we came for this show, for the park was
Christian,
which was actually kind of nice because if you bought the season pass, you could get in. We got free parking for this year and next year.
But the thing that you see, you have to go back before October 30th. You have to go back before October 30th to validate it.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was telling you that line. I thought you heard me.
I know that
when we were in the ride, when I was looking at it, you have to go back before October 30th to validate the parking.
Fuck. I guess we're going to. No, we.
We can't.
I got to make a phone call then.
Yeah, for real.
But anyway,
when do they close? Maybe we can go back the last week or something.
31st. We're going to be gone that last week.
Oh, yeah.
My brother's having a fucking wedding.
Yeah.
On either, gay Christmas.
Gay Christmas.
Either
Jesus.
Way, first of all, the drink.
Lauren's going to be gone on gay Christmas too.
I don't like this. Who the fuck?
I'm going to be all alone.
What happens with all these heterosexuals getting married on Halloween all of a sudden? They're trying to ruin the sanctity of gay Halloween for us, the Lauren says. Since people can't hear
her. You mean gay Christmas, not gay Halloween.
Did I say?
Yes.
Gay Halloween.
Gay Halloween is every day. In Boys Town.
Shit. Waylon, talk about the drink.
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at this point. We've moved on.
All we know is that Brad carried a drink for 10 hours.
No, the drink was $13.99 with the bottle, and it was free refills on the day you bought it, and you get the thing. And the guy, basically, what I did was...
Oh, yes, no, wait until you hear the prices of the meal. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
But, this $13.99 drink, though, we
you
carry
get
it back
free refills
with us,
for the whole day.
But we carry it back with us, and it's 99-cent refills instead of spending $4 a pop.
Yeah, if we're going to go next year, we're bringing it with us because it's only 99 cents, so it's a dollar. So, like, we're going to go, like, maybe two times next year. It's paid for itself already.
We're going to go more than twice.
I'd hope. But, yeah,
Wait, we can get there by train, though, so we don't have to.
You can't get there by train.
Yeah, we can take the train and take the Pace bus there. It drops you off right in front.
The Pace bus does?
Yeah.
From the last
You didn't see the Pace buses? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd rather drive up there.
It's probably the same amount of time.
On the way back.
It depends on coming back. If there's a stop that's not downtown.
Oh, yeah. It's like for you guys.
Yeah.
Well, it depends. Wait, which one is that?
Sorry, listen.
Gurney. I think that's the one on Clybourne. I would have to go downtown. Anyways.
But we are talking about something else, too.
I want to talk about.
Oh, the Flashfest thing. Carrying around. You all did not notice that it actually had a clip on it. You can clip it to your pants.
Okay, well, you can clip it to your pants when we have it.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. I'll be in control.
Well, like always.
I wasn't yesterday.
And you did not like that.
I had no problems not being controlled yesterday. Y'all.
So
I just died from hysteria.
If looks could kill, it just did it 40 times.
To me.
So tomorrow we're all supposed to go to Red Lobster, right? And it's like $15.99 for all you can eat shrimp. Y'all, I paid 14 something for a foot long hot dog, a handful of fries, and a drink. I about died.
Yep.
When they said that, I was like, no, I don't want the plastic container.
For real, right?
But I think what the sad part is that definitely they allow you to leave the park and come back in.
Right.
So we totally could pack sandwiches or something and go back on the car. But we would have to get there early.
Which I thought I suggested.
You did, but it wouldn't work, though, with what we did. We never would have gotten any other ride if we wouldn't have stopped. Because by the time we would have gotten out and back in.
Mm. There's like a mall and everything around there, they said, that you can drive to and eat and then come back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's like the gigantic... outlet mall.
So maybe next time we go, we'll go early. We'll get there at like 9:30, like it was suggested.
Yes, we don't, or we just take a cooler full of like lunch meats and stuff.
Or just do peanut butter and jelly. And that way we'll
allergic.
Have more. No, and that way I'll have
to cheap.
And that way,
oh please, please, how many free fucking meals have you had at my house? You are not allergic to cheap.
I want you to make that chicken stuff again with the cornbread or the dumpling things.
That was good.
Yeah, that was good when we were making our hats.
Yeah, make that again.
So I think we should move on and talk about one-star reviews.
Oh,
one-star review. So if you haven't, the last one was?
Oh, we're going to say the answer?
Yeah. It's a new show.
It's a new show.
Oh, okay.
Big Fatty Online.
BigFatty.com.
I personally believe that you should go listen to BigFattyOnline.com and give it like 10 days before you say, no, you don't like it.
No.
No! Oh.
Yes!
Oh, the Big Fatty app.
Oh,
is right.
No.
Is Dear,
no.
Is Dear Gussie on there?
Dear Gussie.
My favorite thing now is he goes, Dear Gussie, Dear Gussie, Dear Gussie. Says it three times in a row.
Big Fatty Online.
So, so our last one-star review. From Big Fatty
and again, we will be the beginning of Big Fatty Show.
Yes.
So this time we have a new one.
So this technically, I was looking at it, and I can't really find any other podcasts that we haven't done yet so far.
I can think of one. Hold on.
You can't say it.
Don't say it because it'll ruin it.
I'm thinking.
It'll ruin the game. So I want to do one while you're thinking.
Okay.
It is. It's a technically a 2-star, but this is their most.
It's still bad.
This is their most critical.
Wow, must suck.
And it's gonna obviously kind of give it away.
I don't even know who this is.
Talks over his guests.
I'm gonna guess right now in my head.
His name certainly says it. He rambles on and on, and usually talks over his guests.
Oh.
Bypass this one. 5 out of 21 listeners found this helpful.
Oh,
that's mean.
That's an obvious one. That was mean.
One star review.
Okay, so
we can never make that nice. No.
Ring a ling a ding. We got a phone call.
Phone call.
Fucking phone call.
We should just record these two.
Shit's fucking weak.
Wait, I want to do it again. Do it.
Ring a ling a ding. We got a phone call.
Phone call.
Oh. What happened?
I said fucking phone call.
But it broke in and out.
It's because you were all talking
something
the same
thing. Something happened.
Fuck it up.
Next time.
Frickin' you're so fucking hot.
You're on it.
Okay, they're like winking at each other like they're special. But didn't that all start because of the way I wink back at you guys?
No. We were just like, no. We were at the park the whole entire time and we're just talking to each other. We're like,
we were tired.
We were tired. We were waiting in line for 20,000 hours. We were just getting to a point where we heard these same songs over and over, and it got to a point where we're just like, oh god, fuck, shut. Ricky, you're so
there's a video
fucking hot.
There's a
and then
video.
We do like these really weird, like fucked up winks.
You're so hot.
There's a video that Mark has. Mark, you have to send this to
but
us.
You know,
it's so funny.
I swear to god though, I did that one first to you because you were talking and yours were in your delirious, but then you winked at me and I was the one that went
no.
I don't remember.
And then you all started laughing and started doing it.
I think that happened mm-hmm. while I wasn't paying attention. And then I heard Mark or somebody talking about it. Maybe. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what's the phone call?
We ready?
Whatever.
Hello there, monkeys. This is JD in San Diego.
Caught
up. Wow, you guys have been having a lot of fun. First, I would like to say, welcome, Waylon. How nice to have you on the show. Wonderful, really. But Bill is still my favorite. Anyways, let's see. You got me scared when you talked about Spirit Airlines because actually tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., I'm taking Spirit Airlines flight to Las Vegas. And now I'm scared.
I am so sorry for your knees.
JD.
He's short. He's short.
Oh, is he? Oh, then you're fine.
Not. He's about your height.
He was shorter than I am.
But your knees didn't touch the thing, right?
Yes.
Oh. I'm sorry for your knees. And I'm sorry for that awful customer service that you received. And I'm sorry you had to pay $3 for a Coke.
Fuck.
Shot.
But, oh my. Anyways. So, welcome, Waylon. And I'll call later.
I love the ending. There's no bye.
Bye. Enjoy your trip to Vegas.
JD, I miss you.
This one's frown on brown, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No, never frown on the brown.
No, you go down on brown.
Well, he has a hard time frowning as well. I think he just gave up that crusade.
Preach.
Thank you for calling. We need more calls, y'all. 206-984-3685. I know we don't have to say it right now.
Yeah, I still think we need more people to call and tell us what to do with your ashes.
Yeah, we didn't get enough calls.
You're just Bjorn.
Yes, come over here.
And then
Lauren is going to tell us what needs to be done with my ashes.
No, with her ashes.
You can sit on my
Well, with her ashes.
Is this your ashes or with Ricky's ashes?
Shit, girl, they're not that
it's cracking.
What?
That's your back. Never mind.
Oh.
Closer to the mic.
Y'all, I want to say that I'm sitting on... What's your name?
My name's Brad.
Okay.
Closer.
Sitting on Brad's lap, mm-hmm. and he's got his arm around me, and it's on my butt. Mm-hmm.
It's big old dicks in your leg.
I'm squeezing my thighs, and I'm blushing.
Melinda Marissa Miranda, it's okay.
Anyway, well, we were talking about what we want to do when we die,
mm-hmm.
or what we want to have done to our bodies when we die.
What are you going to do, murder me and then rape me?
What kind of sick shit are you into? You're going to murder me, then rape me?
I want to donate my body to science.
Oh, that would be interesting.
Yeah, it's funny because that's exactly why my mom wants to be cremated. So no one can
no one can do stuff like for educational purposes?
No, because she swears to God that someone's going to dig her up and clone her. Or
is that a bad thing?
Revive her. Yeah, because she's just assuming that it'll be the same consciousness.
Oh, I see.
So yeah, she doesn't she doesn't want someone to experiment on her dead body.
I just thought it was cool because I went to the Body Worlds exhibit.
Makes me want to vomit.
A few months ago. Mm-hmm. And it was awesome. And I just thought that was so cool. And they were talking about donating your body to science. And I just thought that I would.
Did you have a hard time not looking at the penises?
They were.
Huge.
They were just dangling. And none of the models. None of the, none of the like.
Bodies.
Bodies were female.
There was a couple, but I remember that the football players' penises were kind of small, but the hockey players' penises were fucking huge.
Bigger.
Like, Jesus.
But I thought it was weird because the couple female bodies that they did have, they left the breasts.
With like, the nipples.
Skin. Like,
mm-hmm. They left the skin on them?
Yeah. Except like, why did they do that?
Except for the gymnasts.
Yeah.
The gymnasts were all muscle.
Yeah. Oh.
I didn't notice that, but I just thought that was weird.
The other thing that I thought was weird was the belly buttons.
Yeah.
They were still left there.
Yeah.
Like, it was so strange.
That was weird.
Like, they skinned the whole entire body except for the belly button. And
so I haven't been to this circle. One here.
It's gone.
Oh, so too the late. One that was in Tampa, I think there's different ones that travel.
Oh, yeah.
There are.
So the ones that were in Tampa, they had, like, the people kind of, like sliced,
they had,
so you could see through them.
They had a bisected one,
and then and then they had the muscle where they took each strand of the muscle and pulled it out.
They had that
and,
too.
Okay, well maybe it's the same.
And then
well,
they have very similar.
Did you see
ones
the one at the?
Did they have
museum?
The babies? Did they have to show the babies also?
They had some babies, and they had the nerves too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
which I thought was awesome.
The fetus ones were interesting.
It was weird.
You don't like that kind of stuff?
No. It was okay.
But you'll watch a bloody movie, slash people's heads off and stuff.
And shoving each other's mouth to ass.
Right.
No, we went through the bodies exhibit kind of pretty fast.
Yeah.
Like, it was like,
I like that stuff. That cool. I wish they'd do it to every animal, too. Like, cool. I can see the animals.
Well, where ours was an ostrich that we saw.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
It was cool.
That in the lobby, they had the giraffe.
Yeah, that's right. They did have
the whole giraffe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Brad, I didn't know you were going to introduce toys.
So while we're out here chit-chatting, all a little cozy.
Am I hurting you?
Let's ask a question from the conversation piece book.
Which someone got us, a listener got us this book, but I can't remember who it was. So thank you very much. And we're supposed to do this every show, but...
Really should have just
we talked
written
about
it inside the book.
I should have.
We talked
if,
about it
if you're
time
still
time
listening and you remember getting us the conversation piece book... Call us at 206-984-365 and call us assholes.
You can ask.
She's looking at my notes for the last show and it says Six Flags, but the L is in parentheses, so it's like Six Fags. Good one.
All right, here we go. So, didn't we have a song for this? Should we make a song for the conversation piece?
Conversation book.
But it's peace.
Yeah,
peace,
and that's
book.
That's a little too.
Remember the
lowered
one?
Expectations.
Oh, the conversation hat.
Conversation hat.
Nice.
But they would have they put their own stuff in to talk about and pulled it out, right?
Yeah.
Was that what it was?
Yeah, they put like topics.
Right.
And they would just pull it out. And talk
right.
About it. So let's all pull it out and talk about it.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Lauren, yours is so impressive.
So, if you were offered a 60-second spot during primetime television to say or promote anything you wanted, how would you use this time?
Butt sex is awesome.
Of course.
I think... I personally believe...
Would it be about maps?
Not only would it be about maps, but it would be... Use my time to teach tolerance of illegal immigrants.
Good one.
To, first of all, I think it's stupid to call them like immigrants, whatever, they're people. But to show compassion and to care about people. And if they're here, they're here, get over it and move on. You know what I'm saying?
That sounds familiar. Where's that from?
I don't, what is it? What?
We're here, we're queer.
Oh. Well, whatever. And if any one of them need help, just to personally call me or text me at, but only if you're male and you're cute.
Talk about equality.
What about everybody else? Right. If you're a woman immigrant, go back to where you're from.
But you know, but
here's
they,
my address.
But they're the ones that give birth to little gay immigrants.
I think we have plenty.
Oh, okay.
What would you talk about?
Me? I don't know either. That's a really tough question.
It would probably be something gay like Broadway musicals.
No, I mean, everyone should go see them and love them.
Honey, I have an announcement to make.
Yeah, maybe it would just be me.
I'd like to talk about myself.
It'd be like, it'll just be like
as a musical.
Yeah. It'll be a sick, it'll be an audition reel. Like a little commercial, a little advertisement. Waylon W. Werner.
Lauren?
I don't even know. I have so many issues that make me so
veganism.
Angry. No, I don't want to do that.
Or something positive.
Preachy, but so many
I don't want to sound preachy. Let's do religion.
Sarah McLachlan's got that shit.
Right.
Yeah, Sarah McLachlan has that.
I don't want the puppies to die. Here's Buddy.
I change the channel when I see that. Come on. It's like... And I'm like, no.
I don't want to
see
the
one. Why did you replace these batteries, Ricky?
I don't want to see the one-eyed dog.
You know, there's so many things that make you angry. It maybe would just be fun to see if you could actually take 60 seconds and name them all.
No.
These are the things that piss Lauren off. And go.
We should do like a family reunion. We should do a family reunion like game so people can say. Top 6 guesses for Lauren's anger issues are ding and see if they get them right.
The number one answer was
smokers.
Comcast customer service. Cellular telephones.
Oh, who did you
snow?
Who did you do your
driving in the city?
Who did you do your open letter to?
Snow!
Sprint! Breaking a nail! Wearing thongs!
Pads!
You only have 60 seconds.
Having my period!
Thought you didn't have a period.
Oh, well. Buying birth control!
And 60 seconds done.
Y'all, that was fun. And my stomach hurts a little bit.
Get your ab workout.
Scoliosis!
That's number one.
But according to Josh, a breast reduction can solve that.
Right.
Oh, that mouth.
What about you, Brad? What would you talk about?
Unicorns and butterflies. Yes. Yes. I don't know. I think I honestly, it would be kind of your route, but a little bit more broader. Just this whole, like, equality for everyone. Like, mm-hmm. And, you know, and... Not this like, selfish and shit. And, well, I'm not talking just specifically about immigrants that I want to fuck.
How dare you?
Truth.
I think this one can be fun too. What thought or sentiment would you like to put on 1,000,000 fortune cookies?
I just farted.
You did?
8-6.
No.
Mine would be 863-513. Call me.
If you're an Asian immigrant, Hispanic immigrant, or any other type of immigrant.
Don't ever say that again.
The truth.
No, it's he doesn't like the Asians.
Whatever.
It's not that I don't like them.
Mm-hmm.
It's that some of them I do not find attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them I do. I have a really attractive friend, Peter, in Michigan, that I'm really attracted to.
He's too fat for me. Oh my god, he's so hot.
Oh, do you want to have we talked about that yet?
I'm sure we've talked about.
I don't know, did we?
I don't know.
Well, basically, it's every time we introduce someone to Ricky,
and we go out. Well, it's usually when we're out,
it's always, oh, Eleanor, here's someone. Here's someone.
40? We've been recording for 40 minutes.
Yeah, we literally talked about 6 facts for 20.
Oh, anyway, so we're quickly. So I introduce him to a friend because, of course, Ricky's always bitching, why don't you ever introduce me to your single friends that are attractive? So I'm like, okay. So here, Ricky, please meet this person. He's too fat.
I don't say fat. I say chunky.
He's too chunky. So then I'm like, okay, whatever. He's hot. He plays rugby. The next night we see him, he Ricky is drunk and it's like, oh my God, who's that hot guy over there? Ricky, really? He's the one that I introduced you last time that you said, oh, he's too chunky. Well, introduce me again. And that's how it is all the time.
Well, you know, beer does that to you.
Yeah. So maybe we'll put this question out to everyone else since we're going to end the show then. What sentiment or question would you put on 1 million fortune cookies?
And call us at 20... Wait.
You can just go ahead and give them for a call for that.
206-984-3685. Or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Please don't tweet it because I can't save all that shit.
Yeah. No, you can't.
Cannot. Because I am the one that owns the Foul Monkeys Twitter and I cannot remember how to do it.
Or at least direct message. Because then it's at least there.
No, because you use the Foul Monkeys thing.
It's like my personal one. Yeah.
Twitter thing.
Yes. Who's that?
You start talking to me.
Oh, fuck.
So anyway.
You must be fat.
So fat for him. Does he have a straight brother?
God, he's so cute.
Oh my God, I love your show.
I'm glad he's not near here because, oh, he's in a relationship.
Yeah.
So are you.
Yeah, that's why we like each other.
So, yeah, let's end the show. Goodbye.
Waylon wants to go to bed.
Bye, y'all. This is Ricky.
This is Waylon.
This is James Roy.
Bye.
Bye.
Cocoa butter.
Next week. Bye.
A relaxed ass is a happy ass. But if it's a tight and unrelaxed ass, it's an unhappy ass.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys, Way Willie, and James LeRoy FM. Or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page.
What was that?
Follow us on our Tumblr.
You like that, bitch?
Foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us. So please head on over to iTunes, where you can also subscribe to our show.
Oh,
enjoy, baby.
Oh.